This program provides education, not advice. Sponsors pay a fee for endorsements and interviews. See the truthayf.com disclosure page for details.
This is where technology, innovation, and personal finance come together.
This is the truth about your future with Rick Edelman.
It's Tuesday, April 16th. On today's show, skin problems. How's your skin? If you're like a lot of people, you have issues. And when I say a lot of people, I mean a lot of people. 25% of us have a skin condition. I'm one of them with psoriasis. With so many people dealing with so many skin issues, it's not just a huge health issue, it's big business. Psoriasis drugs generate $13 billion in sales every year. Well, at least I have a popular disease. Drugs for atopic dermatitis, that's eczema, they do $11.5 billion in sales every year. So, as you can imagine, with sales numbers like these, Wall Street loves dermatology. Investors just gave a new biotech company $100 million in financing. They plan to use innovations in immunology to turn dermatology from a low-margin business into a fast-growing, high-profit market. Already, there are 14 new drugs in the pipeline. Their targets include psoriasis, eczema, pruritus, that's itching, and vitiligo, the loss of skin color. Here's what's really interesting. These new biotech firms say they're not trying to introduce drugs that do what the current drugs already do. Instead, they're creating new drugs to serve people who are currently not being served. As a result, they expect to grow the size of the market, serving more patients, and in the process, creating entirely new markets for entirely new products. Along the way, they hope to double or triple the number of people being helped, and their profits will be astronomical. One technology being developed is short interfering RNA, which shuts down the genes responsible for inflammation of the skin. Some scientists are working with antibodies, peptides, and small molecules, and some of the drugs they're working on will be injected into the skin or injected under the skin. Others will be applied as a topical gel. A huge area of research is to suppress itching. This is not only maddening for those who suffer from it, but worse, when you have an itch, you end up scratching. That makes the problem even worse. So they're investigating the biology of itching so they can figure out how to stop it. Watch for the results pretty soon. 10 drugs are already in clinical trials right now. We're going to have the results within the next 3 years. I love it. Give people the opportunity to make a lot of money. It's amazing what solutions they'll come up with, and that helps us all. On tomorrow's show, do we actually have a proposal for solving the Social Security crisis on the table?
Support for Rick Edelman's podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Meet Carmen, an everyday person who likes working in the garden, hosting dinner parties with friends, and listening to live music. She also participates in progress by investing in a fund that supports innovative ideas. Invesco QQQ ETF allows you access to innovators of the NASDAQ 100, so you don't have to be an engineer to help push progress forward. Anyone can become an agent of innovation. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. There are risks when investing in ETFs, including possible loss of money. ETFs' risks are similar to those of stocks. Investments in the tech sector are subject to greater risk and more volatility than more diversified investments. The NASDAQ 100 Index comprises the 100 largest non-financial companies on the NASDAQ. You can't invest directly into an index. Before investing, carefully read and consider fund investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and more in prospectus at Invesco.com. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
What's going to happen to the price of Bitcoin? You've seen it gyrating like crazy lately, right? Like always. It rose 160% last year. It's up 60% this year. Last week, it fell 20% in a day for a short while. What's it going to do this year and next year and the year after that? I've heard so many crypto enthusiasts offer their predictions about the future price of Bitcoin. I've heard people say 100,000. I've heard people say 5 million. But I've never seen anyone say why they believe the price is going to be whatever it is they say it's going to be. So I went ahead and figured it out. And my conclusion? The future price of Bitcoin is going to be $420,000. I know that sounds outlandish, but it's not a prediction. It's simple arithmetic. So join me for a special webinar next Wednesday, and I'll show you the basic assumptions that I used and the simple arithmetic of not only why Bitcoin's future price is going to be $420,000, but how you can easily conduct your own assumptions to arrive at your own conclusion. And if you're skeptical about Bitcoin, or if you just want to learn how to easily explain this to clients, this webinar is essential. Why Bitcoin will rise to $420,000. The webinar is free. It's Wednesday, April 24th at 2 p.m. Eastern. Sponsored by Franklin Templeton and Bitwise Asset Management. Register now for free. The link is in the show notes.
How do advances in science, technology, and medicine translate into investment opportunity? Listen and learn.
This is the truth about your future with Rick Edelman.